Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. April is Autism Awareness Month, and joining us now is Christine Hoffe, the creator of Wines for Autism. Christine, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud.
Thank you very much, Lisa, for inviting me to your radio show.
I'm so happy to have you on. Now, what is Wines for Autism?
Wines for Autism is a marketing company that sells wines to help raise funds for autism nonprofit organizations.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, when was it started?
5 months ago.
Oh, wow. Neat.
So found a company that liked my idea to help autism nonprofit organizations. So they solved a lot of questions I had about providing wines to consumers nationwide. And so they do all the hard work for that. And so the wines are from all over the world. They're boutique wines, and they help raise money for autism. And I chose the autism nonprofit organizations very carefully. Basically, these organizations are those which have been most instrumental in my son's improvement and have given me hope. And so those organizations, they work very closely with families, providing information, providing grants, providing entertainment for free, like taking the kids sailing.
Wonderful.
There are a lot of organizations out there, but so it can be hard for somebody, whose child has just been diagnosed with autism, where to go to. And as a parent, basically, you want to have access to as much reliable information as you can.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your son?
Sure. My son, like many children on the spectrum, was born perfect, very healthy, with an APGAR score of 9.9, and everything was going along very well for him until he reached 3, and then he started declining. But because he was our first child, we were pretty clueless about autism. It really had to hit us hard to realize that something was wrong. And then one day he stopped talking and he started breaking everything around the house and screaming and being aggressive and all these horrible signs that a lot of our children have. And so started asking questions to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician didn't want to give us the diagnosis, but recommended a child psychologist to us. And then, of course, the child psychologist said, well, that's autism. And I was being in denial, of course. I say, well, how could it happen to my child? My child was perfect, beautiful, smart, and now that. So
yeah.
we had to go through 5 different sources until... And the all 5 sources told us, nope, your child has an autism spectrum disorder. And that was just before his 4th birthday. So that's where our journey started.
Well, when did you come to a place of acceptance, and how did that process go?
Oh, I'm still like fighting. I'm accepting his diagnosis, but I'm just like... when I see what he was doing before the diagnosis, I'm trying my hardest and I'm dedicating my life and all my energy to get everything I can back. And it took a lot of research and a lot of crying and a lot of battling and to offer him the best outcome I could, I mean, to help him as much as I could.
Oh, of course.
Because long before, I mean, I started a family, I was in the wine business. I had started a marketing wine company from France. I mean, working with small wineries in the south of France, and that's, I mean, before I was married, and children, and then because, I mean, originally I'm a translator, professional translator, and there was not much work in the south of France, but there were all these wineries, tiny wineries, so I thought, oh, how cool, let's do something with wine.
Yeah.
So this is where I started, and then, of course, when my son received his diagnosis, just before his fourth birthday, I told my husband, okay, you take over. I don't want to hear about wine. I don't want to hear about work. I'm just like, I have to take care of my children as much as possible.
It's nice that you've been able to get back into the wine and doing it, you know, to help with, raise money for autism. And if you can tell us a little bit about the artwork. I know you had a contest recently.
Yes, it's just, I mean, with wine, selling wine to raise funds for autism nonprofit organizations is one thing, but whenever I can, I try to have the autism awareness ribbon on the label as well as the websites of the autism nonprofit organizations. And also, it's last month I thought, well, if I could have the artwork from people with an autism spectrum disorder on the label, that would be the icing over the cake. And so this is what I started doing. And hopefully we will have one wine featured available this summer, and it will be a wine from Portugal, and it will feature the artwork of a wonderful boy. His name is Kevin Oseni, and you can go to his website, www.kevingallery.com, and he's amazing. And just,
oh, that's terrific.
And I was really excited about the possibility of featuring the artwork of our kids on the labels. But of course, I mean, it's not always possible because, I mean, there are a lot of people involved in the wine process, the suppliers, and it just it takes a while to to accomplish this. But
now, Christine, how can people learn more about you and the great work that you're doing?
Just go to my website, winesforautism.com. It's like very simple, all in one word, winesforautism.com. And I heavily rely on word of mouth, social media, Facebook. I have a page. And then people can go to my website and they'll see there is a wine store with a selection of over 100 wines from all over the world, and some are organic wines, and a wine club. So because it can be a little mind-boggling to choose. I was like, whoa. So the wine club is a good way to go for people who like the idea, but they're kind of intimidated by so many wines, and it's like two wines a month. You can choose between two reds, two whites, or one red and a white. And also, I mean, if anybody is unhappy with the wine, they can call and say hey, and it's like we offer 100% customer satisfaction. So.
Oh, good. Well, this has been so great. I want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a terrific day. Get some wine. It sounds nice and relaxing. And us moms with thoughts, you know, kids on the spectrum could use a nice little glass of wine and some quiet time. Right, Christine?
Thank you very much, Lisa. And
thank you so much.
You with your daughter.
Okay, thank you. You too. Take care. Thanks again.
Bye.
Okay.
You too.
Bye. Christine, that was a